What's going on, guys? This is the MMA Complex. My name is Josh.
And I'm James.
And it is February 11th, 2020. And we're back. We took last week off, right?
Yeah, I had an injury at work.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
You had an injury that you thought it was a hernia in the stomach area. Ended up just being a pulled muscle, right?
Yeah, so every year I get a physical.
Yeah.
And when I went to my physical, I felt like I was working out all day.
Yeah.
But I really wasn't. But then I felt like pressured, and then I don't know what it was. And so I went to my primary doctor, got my physical. She's a female doctor. She can't really check thoroughly, but she said, based on her experience, that it was a hernia.
Oh, okay.
That kind of freaked me out. She said, you need surgery. I'm like, oh, no. And so the next day I went to work, and then I felt worse the next day, and I took a shower.
Yeah.
That area where it was sore, it turned like a little, like a maroon, kind of like a purple color.
Oh, got that bad?
Huh? Yeah, it got bad. Oh, wow. And I don't know what it was.
Uh-huh.
And it freaked me out. So I called in sick on Saturday, went to urgent care. The doctor at urgent care had
kind of got a second opinion.
Yeah, he kind of fought for everything. He said, okay, well, I don't think it's a hernia, but I told him I was sore up here too. And so he thought it was my gallbladder. So he did the x-rays of my stomach, my back, and the area. It turns out to be a muscle strain.
That's good. That's good.
Got drugged up. And man, have you had a muscle relaxer?
I have.
Oh my God. Yeah. Everything that CBD oil or edibles is bad. Oh, Jesus.
I know. Jeez, I've been given a couple of muscle relaxers.
Like a straight up knockout, huh?
Yeah.
Oh my.
It's a nice little high, dude. It's really.
Dude. You feel like you've been smoking and drunk.
Yeah. Yeah. I got some when I had my knee surgery.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, I every now and then I'll take a pill here and there.
Yeah,
just eventually it became for fun a little bit.
Yeah, because it was like, dude, I can see how people get hooked on that thing.
I can see it too. That's why I was like testing it out. I was like, damn, I can see how people are hooked on this thing.
Yeah, they gave me that, and they gave me I think Motrin 800 milligrams.
Yeah. Yeah, the muscle relaxers and like painkillers like that. Like,
I heard stories, but I was like, I'll just take one and see what happens. Or I was out.
No, yeah, you knock out, or you're just so chill. And you're just like,
especially if you're sitting down, I feel like you're floating.
Yeah, you just feel good. You just feel good all day.
Yeah, that was crazy. But yeah, I'm better now. So
yeah, that's good. That's good. At least you avoid surgery, because my stepdad had the same injury, but he actually had a hernia. He had to go through with the surgery. He had to do the mesh thing.
Oof.
So it was, it took him out for a little bit, but I mean, he recovered. He still has it. And I'm sure he still has a mesh in there.
Yeah. Cause they told me that they would have to put like a mesh like net to hold down the hernia.
Yeah.
But
it's bad. Yeah. It's a bad injury. It's a tough one. I think a lot of it's like you strained yourself, either picking something up.
Yeah. Or well, they say that I think 40% of men get it in their lifetime.
Mm-hmm. And most of the time I hear about it, it's just for men. Yeah, I think I had something of that sorts, because I had, it was like, you know where the belly button is? If you look down, like one was lifted a little bit higher. It was almost like, one side was lifted a little bit higher at one point in my life. So I think I had one too, and had the same injury, but I think it was more of just a muscle pull.
Yeah, because with a hernia, there's no, like, it doesn't go away by itself. You need to get surgery to take care of it.
Yeah, so, well, that's good. That's good. Yeah. You didn't have to do surgery, and you have to be out for a long period of time. You just take a little vacation.
Yeah.
A couple few days off.
Yeah, it was nice.
Chance to watch the fights?
Yeah, I watched it on Periscope.
What'd you think?
Oof. I scored it 3-2.
Yeah.
Reyes.
Yeah. Let's get right into it. Yeah, I think...
I think that third round was a questionable round. I think Jones clearly took 4 and 5. Yeah. I think the third round is what... was the closest round, in my opinion.
I think so too. I think Reyes 1 and 2 for sure. Jones 4 and 5 for sure. The third round is the one you can kind of. Mm-hmm. I have to go back and watch it. I haven't seen it a second time.
Me neither.
But I remember seeing it in the moment and feeling at the end that it was super close. Reyes did enough to win the title, and Jones picked it up in 4 and 5, but I don't remember him doing a whole lot in the third.
Because he got those takedowns, but he didn't do much with them.
He didn't do
them.
Anything with the takedowns.
Yeah. And I think in those cases, I don't think he should get as much points as...
No.
As if someone got taken down.
Because even if you talk to, I remember John McCarthy, every time I talked, like I remember hearing him talking about how scoring, how he felt scoring should go and how he felt about takedowns. And if you don't do anything with those takedowns, it's really just more of a position change. Mm-hmm. Like it shouldn't really count that much.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
So
how do you feel about live scoring?
Like, where
the fighters know where they stand before the end?
I think they should. And I think it's something that we're probably going to see this year. More often this year, because I think in next month, I think Invicta is going to do it, their next event. And I think one other promotion is going to start doing it in another state. So I think it's going to be something that I think they're going to start testing out this year. And I wouldn't be surprised if it becomes like...
I mean, it makes sense. Like you look at the NBA, the NFL, MLB.
Yeah.
After each period, quarter, or whatever you want to...
Yeah, it makes sense. I don't...
The teams know where they stand after the third quarter, after the second quarter.
I don't see a reason why not.
I think it'll be good. I think the fighter would know where they stand, and the fighter that's losing... It would probably be more aggressive than that fit the final round.
I mean, I could see there's that element of surprise that the fans have watching it, and they can kind of judge and talk amongst themselves. Like, oh, I felt it was this, I felt it was that. And then at the end, the decision will come out the way it comes out. But
those scorecards, I think one judge scored it 4-1.
I don't know how
he was watching.
And I guess that judge was the one that was kind of doing those screwy decisions throughout the entire card, that they were like just, you know, every now and then is ever so a couple of fights. Not sure what he was looking at. Not sure if he was,
I mean,
a crooked, either incompetent. He's either in crooked or he's incompetent or he's both.
Because I think the second round was as dominant as the first.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
The fact that he gave him four rounds to one
is insane.
It doesn't make sense. And
do you think?
But no, I think the live scoring would be great. I think they should do it. I think there's no reason for it not to happen. I think it's they've used to do it in the past, early maybe mid '90s, late '90s UFC. They used to do it. So I don't see a reason why not. People think that because if a fighter sees that he's ahead in the scorecards, that he's going to take his foot off the gas or. He's not going to try as hard, but then the person who's losing the fight is probably going to try harder, so that it's going to probably make for a decent fight anyway. Yeah. So it's like there's really no good argument against it. It's really just kind of making it a thing that just, you trial, and then it becomes a official thing, and they all adopt it.
Dominic Reyes is on the Aerial Show and a few other shows, really humble, like, happy for himself for performing the way he did. But, clearly he thinks that he lost, which is, I think, a lot of people won't argue against that.
Yeah.
But then you got John Jones on Twitter, like, just bashing him.
Bashing Reyes?
Yeah, saying that, he shouldn't be mad at the judges. People should be mad. Like, he should be mad at his conditioning coach because he was, like, fading the last round. This attacking the guy.
I didn't see any of that, man.
Go on Twitter and go through John Jones' timeline. It's all talking crap about Reyes.
But, I mean, Jones knows that it was a close fight. And then if he really took a look, he would see that the way that judge was scoring throughout the night was just
That judge saved horrible. His title.
Yeah, that judge saved his title.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, he would have lost his title if it wasn't for that judge.
Well, I was going to ask you, I remember the question I was going to ask you. Do you think if the fight was in Houston, in California or Vegas, do you think it would have been a different result?
Probably. Because I think the judges would have been a little bit more educated, and the amount of MMA experienced judges, I think they would have a lot more.
Yeah, because Reyes was landing some bombs.
Yeah,
and he dropped Jones in the first round.
Yeah,
and they called it a trip. Can you believe that?
I mean, he didn't hit him in the face, but hit him towards the body and knocked him down.
Yeah,
I mean,
but they said that Jones slipped.
No, it wasn't a trip.
Yeah,
no, he knocked him off balance.
Yeah.
No, Reyes did amazing. I mean, he looked big. He looked athletic. He looked quick. He was just beating John to the punch, and he never let John get comfortable or get him in any uncomfortable position.
I thought that he had a seal in the bag.
I thought he did too, because I thought I was like three rounds to two. Right? And I was like, I could see them. But the thing is, even then, I was like, I don't know how they're going to judge it. I mean, they can maybe one of those rounds, probably the third. I was debatable.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I can would I consider it a robbery? I wouldn't necessarily consider it a robbery because it was that close. Mm. And the third round, I could see, depending on how you are looking at the fight, maybe you can score it either way.
I do remember, like, after the round saying, I'm not sure who won that round.
Yeah. So, right. I mean, but even then, regardless, though, the judges did suck, especially that one judge. Again, crooked, or he just doesn't know what he's doing, or both.
Yeah.
Most likely both. I thought Reyes did amazing. I don't know. What do you think? Where does John go from here? Would you want him to see immediate rematch? Do you want him to see Corey Anderson, Blachowicz, or Stipe?
Ooh. Probably Stipe. If I were from the three options you gave me, probably Stipe. Because I want John Jones to go at heavyweight, but do you think he's going to even do good in heavyweight? After seeing that performance?
If you look at the common things that this fight had with the Gus fight, you had two guys that were very similar in size, mm-hmm. and stature and quickness,
mm-hmm.
And even style, you know, footwork and boxing. I believe the scorecards from the first Gus fight and this fight were fairly similar, if not exact. Mm. They almost ended the same way,
mm-hmm.
where Jones rallying back. So, I mean, I would like to see it again. I would like to see them fight again before time passes too much.
Yeah,
like
I agree.
The Gus fight was like a 5-year difference. That was just ridiculous. Yeah, and I know a lot of it was because of Jones's issues outside of the cage.
Yeah.
But
they were two completely different fighters.
Yeah, it was two completely different fighters.
And Gustafson went through a series of like knockouts, so he wasn't the same fighter.
He was not the same guy 5 years before. So, I mean, I would like to see Reyes get another shot. If Jones doesn't move to heavyweight, I'd probably like to see Reyes and them do it again.
Oh, yeah, same here.
Maybe even International Fight Week.
Co-promote. Like Corey Anderson? It's like,
No. I mean, I can see the way Corey handled, like, what's his name? The Brazilian guy, Johnny Walker.
Mm.
Like, I could see Corey is a you know, especially against this John,
mm-hmm.
is a tough go. I mean, he's not an easy walk in the park.
I mean, Corey Anderson is John's legit last guy at 205.
Yeah, at 205. Yeah, way for sure.
Out that division.
Option number four is Israel.
Oof. Didn't that fight happen next year?
I could see it happening next year.
Uh-huh. Well, because Israel has his hands tied up with Romero, so
yeah. But I like his chances against Romero.
Me too.
Yeah. Now, can he get past Romero? He could probably get past maybe Paulo Costa, and then I think that he'll go for Jones.
Yeah, I think Jones and both Israel have to, you know, stack up their resume for the fight to make it a really big, impactful fight.
Now,
hopefully when Raider Stadium opens up, that can be a headliner.
Now, if they meet up, who do you think he has a better chance against? Stipe, if he moves up, or let's say Israel moves up to heavyweight, who do you think has a better chance? Who would you like to see this John Jones?
Oh, Israel. I think Israel has a pretty good shot at beating Jones.
I think so too. I think everybody says that the size difference is going to be too much. I don't think so. I think Israel's...
He's too seasoned and experienced.
I think Israel's experienced, expert-level striking. He's quick, light on his feet. His takedown defense is getting better and better with every fight.
I think he's the only exception with that, where he is a smaller guy, but that would be an advantage for him in this fight.
Yeah. He may be able to go in and out, especially with this John that just kind of plots forward. So
he kind of looks kind of flat-footed out there.
Yeah. He's not as aggressive as he used to be. He's winning fights and he's being smart. I mean, if you see, even with the Dominic Reyes attacks, a lot of them in slow motion didn't really land flush. They weren't like, they were grazing punches. Mm. But they were still, you know, touches. You know what I mean? But they weren't hard hitting.
Right.
Jones's defense is great. I mean, but I don't know how good it's going to be against a sniper like Israel. Israel's, I think Israel beats him.
Dude, those two, I mean, that one fight with Jones and Israel reminds me of Hogan and Warrior. Like the ultimate powers. That's crazy.
Even with Stipe, I know Stipe is a little bit more of a basic style of a fighter. Like, he doesn't have a lot of flashiness to him. But he's big. He's got great striking. He's got pretty light on his feet. His takedown defense is decent. He's a smart, you know, no fuss kind of, like, you know, doesn't get fazed by a lot of stuff. I don't know. I could see John having trouble with both options.
So your notion of, like, I know you said it before in years past, but do you still think that Jones beats anybody or everybody at heavyweight?
I think he beats most.
Yeah.
If not all.
Even now?
Yeah. Because he's just a smart, intelligent, calculated fighter. And he's big enough to handle a lot of those guys. Mm. I think he's a lot more beatable than he ever was before.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. We're seeing that now.
Yeah, and definitely against bigger guys, he has problems.
Yeah, I mean, that trend, I think, will always be there.
Yeah, we've seen it twice already.
Yeah.
With Gus and with Reyes, guys that are as big or bigger than him and light on the feet and can handle themselves, like, on everywhere, it gives John problems.
Yeah.
And he can't hold them down that long. Yeah. He can't take them down as easy. Mm-hmm. And he goes up to heavyweight. Most of the guys are going to be around his minimum size.
6'4", yeah. 6'3", yeah. But I think Reyes's stock just kind of rose, and I think the fans are going to get behind him and are going to clamor to see that rematch. And when it does, it's going to be pretty big, I think.
Yeah, a lot of people they're calling him the uncrowned champ now. He really, a lot of people felt like he took the title. Yeah. Even Dana, I think Dana had a 3-1.
Yeah.
Going into the fifth.
Yeah.
I think even Dana had him beating Jones. So.
Yeah. I mean, he's a people's champ, man.
I just hope he doesn't get screwed and doesn't have to sit on the shelf for longer than he has.
I see John Jones being that way, like not wanting to give him his shot.
I think so too.
Hopefully sooner rather than later.
And then, okay, what do you attribute Jones's how he's been doing in his fights? A lot of people said that at first it was, oh, he's just more calculated. He's just more patient. He's older.
I don't know about that. I don't agree to that notion at all.
Is it age finally catching up to him?
I think age and boredom. I think a mixture too. I think that he's seeing these guys who are newcomers in a lot of people's eyes. I think it's hard for him to get up for these fights. I'm sure he takes these fights seriously, but I think that he's so confident in himself that he thinks he can probably beat him and not really have to work hard.
Not to work that hard. He just got going. Really,
I think more it's his age, though. I think his age is showing. That's one theme that you can't get away from is your body gets older as you get older.
I think Rashad was on Rogan's today, and he was saying that he felt like John, over time, has, you know, when he was young, he was, I want to say, reckless, but he was willing to take more chances and, you know, willing to, like, be creative and try new things. Whereas as he got older, he's been hit a couple of times. He's seen places where he is vulnerable. And so you kind of dial it back as you get older. And then that's where he's at now.
Yeah. I agree with that.
I kind of agree with that too. Now there are some other people is it a coincidence that he's kind of,
oh, the EPO? Not EPO, but the steroid thing.
Since he's been back, since USADA, since they've been monitoring his levels and all that, even with the pulsating stuff, everything's pretty much out of his system at this point. This is the Jones we have now.
Yeah.
Is it a coincidence that it runs around the same time that USADA started getting on his ass?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I mean, I think he was on the sauce his
and
early career.
A lot of people, I know Rashad likes to think it was his age and youth that gave him that gutsy spirit. Or it could have been the sauce that gave him that extra little edge, that extra little bit of aggression. Yeah, now that it's out of his system, he doesn't have it anymore.
Yeah. So it's Mexican vitamins, man.
Yeah.
I think so. I mean,
nobody's saying it.
No.
Because they don't want to be the one that is out there like, oh, you know, throwing out allegations. They don't want to be the one that's saying it. But I think all in the back of our mind, at least for me, I'm like watching them and I'm like, it's the same that happened with Pettis.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know but Jones is talented enough and to get by based on just his skill level.
Mm-hmm.
But if you see Pettis went on a massive decline around the same time USADA.
Yeah.
I remember that. But he fluctuated in wins and losses and just was never the same guy. Johnny Hendricks even worse. But Jones, I mean, this is the Jones we have now, and everybody's saying that, oh, it's just boredom, or it's just like, you know, it's older age, and these are young, hungry guys. Maybe it's a little bit of that, too. Or the fact that he's off the sauce. I mean, that's just me. That's what I think when I'm watching him fight, and over time have seen the last couple of fights. It's just in the back of my mind. Is it a coincidence that the Jones that we have now is around the same time that USADA's been on him? And this is what the Jones we have, and he's not the same guy.
Yeah, man.
But he's just that talent to get by. He has that much talent.
Yeah. I think he's one of those fighters who I think people are never going to get behind him.
Yeah.
He's going to be a heel for life.
All right. What else? Anything else? Any other takeaways? We have to talk about Valentina Shevchenko. Another dominant performance against Chikagian. I mean, you have Roxanne in the division. You have Aspen. Is it Aspen Ladd or?
Yeah, Aspen Ladd. Yeah.
Or what's the other one? Macy Barber. You have a couple. I mean, honestly, I don't see a reason like a. I don't see it being a. Like a bad thing for her to just continue the run of just.
No, beating, I think being a dominant champion is actually a good thing because it kind of builds your status.
Set records, you know what I mean? And then promote her as this dominant
force,
you know, to be reckoned with. Mm-hmm. And I mean, we obviously seen her fight Amanda twice already and had those close fights and close battles. So we know she can hang at least with the champ above. And then you also have Weili Zhang. Right below, you can always do that super fight.
That'd be awesome.
That'd be a great super fight. But I also don't see a problem with them setting records and just beating all the newcomers that come her way. Like, I mean,
yeah, the only thing is that how many fighters do you have for her to challenge? Because Barbara just lost her fight against Roxanne.
Yeah, and she I think she has a niece or ACL tear or something like that. So she might be out, but. Yeah, there's not a whole lot of big names. You're not going to get a lot of pay-per-views off of her. You just got to keep her busy. Keep her busy, I mean, promote her.
It should be a good, like, co-main event slot. Yeah. Just because of the title fake.
And you just promote her, and like you did a Ronda. Just promote her, and then, you know, like, or Cyborg, and is that her opponents that are just, like, meat, you know, just to feed the beast.
Who's next? I kind of got Goldberg.
Yeah. But I think Valentina is probably one of the, you know, probably elite fighters, most well-rounded in all of UFC.
Yeah, top five for sure.
Yeah. Do you like her better with blonde or brunette? I think I liked her better with the brunette.
Brunette.
She looked really good.
Yeah, I think her features stand out, like her eyes and...
Like everything else, kind of like the darker hair kind of just brings out everything else.
Yeah, whereas sexy regardless.
But I like it. I like her with the brunette. I don't know if it's a different...
Yeah,
it's just I don't know.
No, I agree.
The blonde kind of washes it out. So you know, she's with her skin color and all that. Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, the brunette kind of brings everything out. That's on a side note. great performance by her. Overall, the card was decent. We're on to the next one. So I think you have Corey Anderson Blachowicz too this weekend.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We'll get to that, and then. You have some news and just some news here and there throughout this past couple of days. Lima and Bellator's Gegard Mousasi are going to fight for the vacant 185. You have what's his name, vacated it.
God damn it. Yeah, who's the champ?
It's Rafael Lovato Jr.
Yeah.
Vacated it because of he had some brain injuries. Mm. Again, another one who, okay, so he had accusations by Musasi that he was on the sauce. Mm-hmm. He wanted his next fight when he fought him that he wanted extra testing.
Yeah.
Going before he wanted him tested extra. He wanted to go into some type of like program. Is it a coincidence that he ends up vacating the title right after? You know what I mean?
But in Bellator, it's easier because they don't even check for that crap.
Yeah, is it easier to get away with it? I get who's going to argue with him. Obviously, you want to you feel for the guy and you want him that his health, you know, matters. Mm-hmm. But I mean, people were kind of making accusations, especially Musasi after their fight, wanted the rematch, wanted extra testing for Lovato, and then he drops the title right after. So it's like,
that's like sketchy. In so many ways.
It's sketchy. I mean, he get away with it now because, you know, who's going to argue with him and be like, oh, no, you're not really suffering from brain injuries, you liar. But it is what it is. Jermaine Johnson came out recently saying that he plans to retire at one. He's going to probably fight out his contract, or if not, if he does an extension, he will just, he's not going anywhere else. Like one is his home until he's done fighting.
That's good. I think it's a good move for him.
I think also too. I don't know how many. He's 38. Going on 39.
I can't believe he's that old.
Yeah. Didn't like to be done. So yeah, I think he's gonna probably retire around 40. Probably get another couple of years of him. He's gonna fight out his contract and then that's it for one for Demetrius Johnson. Yeah, Mighty Mouse. He's gonna.
It kind of sucks for him because he was never fully respected. I think he's a talented fighter that a lot of people kind of looked over.
Mm-hmm.
That's gonna be his legacy.
Yeah,
I think that's kind of sad.
Yep. What'd you think about James Krause against Kevin Giles in that fight, where James Krause shows up on 24 hours notice? Kevin Giles has like a 2-week mm-hmm. camp, mm-hmm. and they have probably fight of the night, one of the fight of the nights. I thought that was a great fight.
Yeah, you know, I didn't watch it, but I heard about it. I think in the press conference.
Yeah, James Krause looking good. I mean, obviously
that's crazy.
2 weeks notice.
Yeah, and even worse with James Krause, where he had 24 hours notice. It was
24 hours notice. My bad.
Kevin Giles had a 2-week training camp, or maybe less than that, and then James Krause 24 hour notice.
That's nuts.
He was there just a corner.
Imagine?
Yeah, he was there just a corner, and then they needed somebody. So
that's crazy.
It's cool, man. Yeah, and he got paid. He got paid, and he got a bonus. He made about probably $60,000, $70,000.
Plus a $50,000.
Yeah, bonus? in a day. Not bad.
Damn.
That's for crazy. Well, I don't know how much they paid him to show up. I'm sure he only got like. The minimum of what they were going to pay.
$10,000?
Yeah, maybe $15,000, $20,000 mm-hmm. after that. Okay. And then $50,000 on top of that. So, you know, he probably made good.
That's a decent money.
It's very good money for 24 hours. Let's get to the fights this weekend. You have Anderson versus Blachowicz 2. This is basically number one contender spot. Mm. Unless they go with the Reyes rematch. But you have Tim Means on the card. You have John Dodson on the card. Jim Miller's on the card. Ray Borg's on the card.
Damn.
You have Yancy Medeiros and Lando Venata kicking off the main card. You have Mara Barella and Montana De La Rosa. You have Devin Clark. You have Diego Sanchez and Michelle Pereira in the co-main event. And then in the main event, Corey Anderson, Jan Blachowicz.
Ooh, that's a good fight.
For the number one contender spot. Most likely the next person, if Jones takes a fight at light heavyweight, will be one of these two.
I like Corey Anderson in that fight.
Yeah. I mean, I know Jan had a really difficult fight against Jacare. Mm-hmm. Jacare is dangerous and was looking to, you know, push him up against the cage and make it a dirty, dirty fight. But Jan pulled it out, but not a pretty fight. Not a very entertaining fight either way. Corey is on a mission. He's hungry. He's got the talent. He's got the hands. And he's definitely got the wrestling. And I could see him giving Jan a hard time.
Yeah, I mean, even he's winning a great fashion for him to get that title shot.
It's got
to
be a dominant fashion, especially if he wants a title shot.
Yeah.
Yeah, and convince Jones to stay at light heavyweight. Mm-hmm. Basically, that's all. That's the only fight this weekend.
Yeah, slow weekend.
Slow weekend. Not even any of the other promotions have major ones are fighting, having fights. Back to Bellator's 185 vacant title, Musashi or Lima, who do you like? Not sure when that fight's going to happen. I think it might happen on the same night as the Bader card over in San Jose.
Yeah, I hope so.
Get that on there.
I hope so.
It is, actually. May 9th.
We'll be there. I'm so excited for that San Jose trip. I love San Jose trips.
I'm excited, too, and I like that we're going to get to see that fight happen.
Right? Yeah.
Yes.
Awesome. I like Lima in that fight.
I like Lima too. That's it. That's a tough one. I know Musashi's big. Musashi was light heavyweight and middleweight.
Mm-hmm.
Lima's always been around the welterweight division. Maybe fluctuated with middleweight, but
yeah, I'm excited for that for the trip because the trip over there is awesome. Hopefully, from that was remember that Starbucks we stopped at. I still want to find that Starbucks. I doubt the same girls still work there, but that'd be awesome. Did you?
Oh, that's on the way back. Huh?
Yeah.
Stop by San Luis Obispo again. I'm like,
yeah. We'll make a.
Oh, no. Were you there with me?
No, but you told me about it.
Oh, Steve.
Steve was there
with me. Yeah. Okay. I'll take it to that bar. Okay. San Luis Obispo is super nice. It's like Uptown Whittier, but like bigger and more green. It's just like has that same feel.
Oh, nice.
Awesome. The little downtown area. Love
it. And then. And then Gary Davis promises to sit down with him. So,
yes. So awesome. You know what? Maybe we should get there a day early. Shit, I was thinking that we were just gonna do the one day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, never mind. We might have to do two nights.
Or we
could do post fight with Garrett.
Yeah, he said he's in
the lobby. You know,
I'll text him.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. We'll set it up.
Yeah, or we can take a post show with him.
Yeah. Yeah, I wouldn't mind. I don't know. It'd be interesting. We'll see. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
All right. That's our show. We'll be back next week with a brand new episode. Thank you guys for listening and watching. And catch you guys
next week.
See ya.